Og næste show på programmet på The Temporary Radio for Fresh Air and a World with Less Walls er Julia Bonn, der laver programmet Domestic Utopias. Hun vil også selv præsentere det, og showet bliver altså på engelsk, fordi hun kommer fra Tyskland, hun kommer fra Berlin. So welcome to Julia Bonn and Domestic Utopias.
Yes, thank you. I think I will play the jingle first.
Okay, we'll have the jingle first. Most spaces have walls, no? Like, you could see radio as an invisible space without walls. Like an architectural space in time running through walls. In and out of public and private spaces. In and out of offices, shopping malls, prison cells, public spaces, art spaces, workspaces, classrooms and bedrooms. What can we do if we enter this room together, if we open up the windows and send some fresh air through the system?
Hej, du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure.
The Temporary Radio for Fresh Air and a World with Less Walls.
Hello. So this is the first show of Domestic Utopias Radio. And like Louise just said, I come from Berlin. And today, this is a show live from the Kunsthalle in Aarhus. And I'm very happy to be part of the Temporary Radio, the radio for fresh air and a world with less walls. So, relating to the questions of what we want and what we can do, this show explores utopian ideas for living together. And I collected some people from Berlin. I interviewed some people from Berlin, and I will broadcast these interviews today. And today and tomorrow I will also make some interviews in Aarhus to find out what people envisage as utopian ideas for living together in the future, or even maybe starting now, maybe living with walls, without walls, changing architecture or changing the relations between people. So yeah, the connection is also to Berlin, that Domestic Utopias will be an exhibition there starting in June, exploring the connection between architecture and relations between people, how people want to live together. So now I will start with the interviews. The questions that I asked were, what is your utopian idea for living together? How do you want to live? How do you want to share space, work, housework, care work? What do you think is missing at the moment? So we start with the first person.
Also meine utopische Vorstellung,
my utopian idea of living together
Ein Ort,
always involves a place,
so 10 bis 20 Menschen zusammen,
a house where 10 to 20 people of different ages live together,
die tatsächlich zusammenleben wollen,
people who really want to live together,
und die ein solidarisches Verhältnis
and who are solidary towards each other.
Und das betrifft also für mich schon so einen gesundheitlichen Zustand der Menschen und auch ihre finanziellen.
This is concerning their health and their financial situation.
Gesundheitlich sorgen auch.
Health means that they care for each other, look after each other, yeah, if someone becomes sick or old.
In so einem Sinne, dass das nicht auf der Schulter so von einem hängen bleibt, sondern auch verteilt werden
yes,
kann.
Yes, in the sense that this is not an individual problem, but can be shared by several people.
Dass man so eher so ein aufeinander Acht geben und zu schauen, was die Bedürfnisse von den Menschen sind, der
that people pay attention to each other and each other's needs, also if their health is not so stable.
Themen, aber trotzdem es ermöglicht werden kann, an der Gemeinschaft teilzunehmen. Oder
so that everybody has the opportunity to participate in the community and nobody is left alone.
So ein Zusammenleben stelle ich mir vor, ja, das geht über Kleinfamilie hinaus und über Wohngemeinschaften, so im klassischen Sinn. Und
This way of living together goes further than the classical core family or flat shares or single households.
In einem Zusammenlebenprojekt kämen für mich alle möglichen verschiedenen Wohnformen nebeneinander.
In this project for living together, there would be a space for a variety of forms of living: core families, flat shares, single households.
Aber trotzdem gemeinsame Räume, die ein Zusammentreffen.
But with a communal room to make encounters and sharing possible.
Und zu einem Zusammenlebenprojekt gehören für mich auch offene und verbindliche Kommunikationsstrukturen.
For me, part of this project of living together would be open and binding communication structures,
mit denen dann ausgelotet werden kann, wie die unterschiedlichen Bedürfnisse und Ressourcen
to negotiate individual needs and resources,
wie trotz der Unterschiede, die jeder mitbringt, eine Teilhabe ermöglichen
and how, despite all differences, everybody can participate,
vom Teilen und Tauschen wieder ganz elementar,
which makes the question of sharing and exchange a central one. And not only on a material level.
Also auf alle Fälle soll es ein Ort sein, ein Wohnraum, natürlich mit großem Garten, an dem das.
So in any case, it is a place for living with a large garden, where living together is more than just inhabiting a house together. A place where people can create something together or organize something together, for example to grow something in the garden or support other projects.
Organisieren, gemeinsam sich für andere Projekte möglicherweise auch einsetzen. Immer auch im Austausch mit einer Umwelt.
This place also, would be in direct contact with the surroundings. I don't envisage an isolated place.
Und das alles auf freiwilliger Basis.
And all this is happening on a voluntary base and in a dynamic way.
Klingt wahrscheinlich alles so nach Landkommune und Hausprojekt und Kommunismus im Kleinen.
Sounds like a country commune or a house project with communism on a small scale. But that's it.
Wie stellst du dir denn jetzt ein Zusammenwohnen vor?
Nee, des Wohnens oder des Lebens.
Zusammenleben.
Das Zusammenleben.
How do you imagine living together?
Ja, also wenn ich das so groß, ganz groß denke, dann dachte ich mir auf jeden Fall, dass eigentlich eine Vielseitigkeit und eine Toleranz die wichtigsten
Punkte. If I think big scale, also, two important terms would be variety and tolerance. For a structure for living that goes further than a house, more towards a city or region.
Über ein Haus hin zu einer Stadt oder einer Metropole oder einer groß, regional gedacht ist. Ja. Aber sonst, wenn ich mir jetzt mal so utopisch so einen großen Ballungsraum wie eine Stadt oder Metropole vorstelle, dann würde ich schon vorschlagen, den Verkehr rauszunehmen.
And if I think of a metropole or a bigger city, I would suggest to take away road traffic and organize good public transport.
Und auch was städtebaulich das Prinzip von, ich sag mal, Haus, Gehweg, Straße viel mehr aufzulösen.
And dissolve the boundaries between house, street and footpath much more.
Viel mehr Raum und viel mehr.
There are many more options than the current distinctions.
Man denkt, wenn tatsächlich jetzt Verkehr nur noch so das allernötigste fährt.
If there was really just the minimal amount of traffic, like ambulances and fire brigades.
Ja, wenn es so viel Freifläche das wäre und wie die nochmal nutzbar wäre, ja.
There would be so much more space that could be used. Not all for building, but there would be a lot of options.
Ja, und sonst bevorzuge ich natürlich schon gemeinschaftliche Wohnmodelle.
And apart from that, I prefer communal ways of living and can recommend it to everybody.
Naja, sowas wie eine WG oder wie ein Gemeinschaftshaus, also sagen wir nochmal innerhalb von einem Stadtviertel nochmal eine Unterorganisation in einer kleinen Wohngemeinschaft.
Mm-hmm. Flatshares or communal houses. In every part of a town, a substructure of 5 to 20 people, where an exchange is still possible when living together, and to share common facilities like dishwashers, washing machines, etc., which makes sense on an ecological and financial level.
Also es ist ökologisch wie finanziell sinnvoll.
So utopia is not anymore to live freely on the road.
Frei mobil auf der Straße zu wohnen.
Nee, weil das fügt sich leider nicht ein. Weil die Straße einen anderen Verwendungszweck hat und man dann eigentlich
no,
so
because it doesn't fit.
Hat,
the road has a different use and living on the road you are always missing
also,
out.
Ich hatte es ja fast wie viel? 3 Jahre ja nur an der Bordsteinkante gewohnt.
I did it for almost 3 years and it's something that you can only do temporarily, not permanently.
Das wäre halt anders, wenn der wenn diese Straßen nicht mehr für...
It would be different if the streets were not used anymore for traffic.
Die Straße nicht mehr als... nicht mal als Parkplatz, nicht mehr als...
Yes, if they were not used for traffic or parking, you could do very different things there. What's your utopian idea and wish for living together?
I think I would like to live together in a big house with a lot of apartments where you can live together with other couples or families or singles, but you can have your own space. You have a door to close around you, or you can make your own food if you want to, but you have the possibility of interacting with other people.
And there would be common rooms or a common whatever garden or... washing machine or something like that?
Yeah, I would like to have like a garden in any case. A garden mm-hmm. or a courtyard. Washing machine, I think also. Like a place in the keller where you can have a couple of washing machines and dryers or something, a place to hang up washing, where you can cooperate.
And you would know all the people who live in that place and you would share the income or not?
No.
No.
No. not because I think it would only be a problem then, because there will be so much, like, I can only imagine conflicts with sharing income because also of the individual needs or desires, and what is needs then and what is desires, and a lot of sort of discussions. Now, I think separate incomes, but that you maybe that you pay as a rent, you pay part of the rent into the common part, so that you have a saving for, like, whenever something is broken or something, that it doesn't have to be collected then, but that you make a small saving through the rent.
And the house belongs to the people who live there.
I think it would be good to have an organization without, like not within the group, that not everyone owns their apartment, but that you rent from an organization. Mm-hmm. So you buy it through an organization and then you rent it from the organization. I think.
Yeah. Like Mietshäuser Syndikat.
Yeah, exactly.
Similar to that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I find that good, because that's also a way of not, so that it's cannot be sold, or so that you can't make a profit of it. It's good.
Yeah, so no private owner who makes, like, increases the rent and makes a big money off it.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. And also not the separate, because I think if you own your own flat within the house, and then all of a sudden, or within a few years, the prices go up so much, so that you're not tempted to make a profit, mm-hmm, of it and, yeah, sell it off and increase, always also contribute to increasing the costs housing. And I wouldn't want to be part of that, or I would, yeah, like to try not to be part of that then.
And in your utopian view of living together, who's doing the housework?
I think everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, like, everyone. It will be something communal, but if you're living with separate flats, that means that it's not, you have your own space where you can be chaotic or do what you want to do, because I think people have different ideas of tidiness, or yes, or it's not.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to keep like that it's not yeah, that you have to keep a certain kind of order, or that you have to get annoyed at other people's disorder, that, mm-hmm, you can have your own space, and then the communal places that you have. Maybe you have a rota, or you have mm-hmm, days where you come together and clean big things,
mm-hmm,
or you have also clear ideas of how common rooms should be left, or something, that you don't have to come into a very dirty, mm-hmm, laundry place or something, or like the, yeah, washroom, or that should be a certain order, yeah, and people keep to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's.
Also ich würde mir erstmal vorstellen, dass das Fernsehen, dass die Leute einfach überhaupt keine Lust mehr haben,
I would envisage on a global level
that people wouldn't want to watch television anymore.
Und ich glaube, dass das ziemlich viel verändern würde.
I think that this would cause a lot of changes.
Und das würde so viel wahrscheinlich Aufmerksamkeit oder die Wahrnehmung so schärfen, dass
it would increase our attention and perception in a way that many things would change.
So zum Beispiel mehr Aufmerksamkeit dem erweist, dass irgendwie andere Leute so brauchen.
For example, people would pay more attention to what other people need and to take care of it.
Und dann auch guckt, dass man sich darum kümmert, so, und das vielleicht auf eine Art auch so eine Marktwirtschaft oder sowas dann schon gibt.
So maybe there will still be a market economy.
Ich gucke, was ich brauche und kaufe mir das und das Geld verdiene ich.
But not focusing on what I need and to buy it and the money for that I earn with a job that I maybe don't even like.
Sondern man eher so guckt, was wird denn gebraucht, also was fehlt denn gerade so.
But more to look at what is needed, what is missing and to take care of it.
Sich zusammentun.
That can be done on your own or in cooperation with others.
Und ich glaube, dass es mit den ganzen Kommunikationsmitteln, die heute zur Verfügung stehen, also total möglich.
And I think with all the communication media, it is really possible to do it like that.
Könnte sich ja auch irgendwie drum kümmern, was braucht gerade jemand, der
we would even be able to care for the needs of people in a different continent.
Ich denke, die bestehende Produktivität, also von den ganzen Industrieanlagen oder auch
the current productivity, industrial sites, materials and the possibility to produce enough food, all this is available.
Also ging es jetzt in meiner Utopie oder so davon eigentlich darum, das anders zu organisieren als es jetzt.
So my utopian vision is about organizing things different from how they are organized now.
Also es ist klar, jetzt ist es so organisiert, dass ich selber gucken muss, dass ich das bekomme, was ich brauche, und ich
now I have to look for myself that I get what I need and I like the idea to ask my neighbor
sag mal, brauchst du nicht ein neues iPhone?
Don't you need a new iPhone?
Also selbst wenn ich das tue, ne, wenn ich da meinen Nachbar frage, dann ist das irgendwie ein anderer Sinngehalt als wenn die Industrie.
If I do that, it has a different meaning than if the industry or marketing suggests that everybody, you and you, needs this product.
Also, oder ich würde nämlich dann denken, es ging eigentlich dann eher um die Haltung und gar nicht.
It would be more about the attitude and not so much that it is an iPhone.
Und wie würdest du dir wünschen, mit Leuten zusammenzuleben?
And how do you want to live together with people?
Ja, ich kann mir vorstellen, dass das man irgendwie ein bisschen genau mehr loslassen kann.
Everybody would be able to let go a bit, if nobody has to desperately struggle to survive. And to ask, how can I make sure my life is safe if people look after each other more?
So krampfhaft festhalten, wenn eben die Leute sich untereinander mehr kümmern. Ich muss jetzt nicht irgendwie mich drum kümmern, um jeden Aspekt meiner Absicherung, zum Beispiel, habe ich genug Zeit.
And I don't have to deal with every aspect of my security. For example, if I have enough food, or if I still have my flat tomorrow, because there are other people who also care.
Ich kümmere mich auch darum irgendwie, dass es jetzt ein bisschen zu plattes Beispiel.
And I also take care that someone else has enough to eat.
Ich glaube, das wäre ein Zusammenleben, das wäre so abwechslungsreich und erfüllt.
I think this kind of living together would be so varied and fulfilled. And there would be smaller units, like in a village, for example.
So wie auf einem Dorf oder so. Ich denke, dass mit dem Fernsehen auch Massenveranstaltungen, Fußballclubs und Nationalsymbole
verschwinden. I think that when television disappears, mass events, football clubs and nationalistic symbols will also disappear.
Und dass das dann aber trotzdem irgendwie vielleicht sowas geben kann wie der Größenordnung.
But there will still
dem,
be units the size of what is now a nation, for example.
Fassen würde. Wir kümmern uns jetzt mal, dass Leute, die zu Hunderttausenden Hunger leiden, was zu essen kriegen.
We could take care that thousands of people who suffer from hunger get some food.
Und ich glaube auch, dass es wichtig ist, dass es so ein Bewusstsein gibt von.
And I think it is really important
that
there is a change of attitude, that my own personal pleasures are not so important.
Man ist halt tatsächlich Gast auf dieser Erde, in dem Sinne, dass man halt hier mal kurz da ist.
And that we are guests on Earth. We are just here for a very short time.
Ich glaube, dass das so ein Bewusstsein irgendwie auch die Leute ein
bisschen lockerer macht. I think that this attitude would make people a lot more relaxed.
um den Gast kümmert man sich ja auch
so. Yes, voll, usually guests also are really cared dafür, for. Alles hat, their needs are cared for.
Den anderen so als
to
Gast,
consider the other person as a guest and oneself too, so it makes things more fluid.
So beim Gast
I especially also like the transitory places.
Sozusagen.
Ja, man kennt das ja auch auf Reisen, wenn man ist, ja, zum genau. Beispiel. Genau. Also das ist ja so ein Phänomen, man ist auf Reisen. Oder man kommt auch neu in eine Stadt, kennt noch niemanden und plötzlich ist man viel offener.
It is the same when traveling, or when you arrive to a new city and you don't know anyone, and suddenly you are much more open, and you have to rely on other people. Your perception expands and you are more willing to give. Maybe that is also a feeling that goes in that direction.
Ich stelle mir das eher so vor, dass man letztendlich, dass jeder einen Ort zum Wohnen braucht.
My vision is that everybody needs a place to live.
Und dass man dann nicht mehr dafür bezahlen muss, sondern dass jeder halt
einen Wohnort. And the people don't have to pay for it, but everybody has the right to a free living space. Yeah, these were 5 interviews with people from Berlin and Hamburg. On their utopian ideas for living together. And we will continue that tomorrow at the same time with interviews made here in Aarhus. And if you want to drop by now, I'm around still, or tomorrow, and tell the listeners and all the people here in the Kunsthalle Aarhus what your utopian idea for living, for sharing space is, then you are very welcome. Yes, and I will play the jingle again, and you hear us again tomorrow.
Hej. Du lytter til den midlertidige radio for frisk luft og en verden med færre mure. For fresh air and a world with less walls.
Yes.
Most spaces have walls, no?
Okay. Hmm. Thank you, Julia, for Domestic Utopias. And as you said, you can listen tomorrow again.